Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? There's no one, you can lose in your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that, drawing the gold dump I will spin, Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Welcome to a live, of course, we're always live every week, live, we're going to take another quick break, we will be right back.
Watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She said, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane. And she smiles, oh, the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms.
For that, apparently my dog was eating something disgusting and I had to get rid of it. And this, just what I expected. Oh, oh my God, I never had to do that on a show before. That I have to pause the show for what I'm doing from wherever my dog was ever was eating, which is plain disgusting. Oh God. Well, saw it live and in person while I was doing so. Oh, God. Well, let's just try to get on to some wrestling stuff. Of course, the pay-per-view is coming up this Sunday. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But there was something that was going on. Apparently, Randy Orton was at a house show last night. And I guess he was a tag match with Daniel Bryan. And I couldn't catch who he was up against, but... well, for what it seemed like, it was a good tag match. Sorry I didn't get all the information, but it was there for a second, and now it's gone. It is what it is. Let's see. I think I'm just going to read something from when it comes to some of the wrestling smarts. I don't know. I'm not saying what group it is that I'm reading this from, but I'm just going to let y'all know. So, if y'all can't tell, I'm kind of changing the dynamics of the show a little bit. So, that's probably going to do something a little different with WFSO Aftermath. And warning, the show does contain adult language. Listener discretion is advised. So, the viewer discretion is advised from you people on YouTube land. Because... although we're recording live right now on Blog Talk Radio, we're also doing this on YouTube as well, although it's going to be on at least about an hour, within an hour later from the show, so you guys get to watch it. So this is what was said. Putting it over again with maybe sick too, laugh out loud. The dark main event at their tonight's WWE Raw at the Amway Center in Orlando saw John Cena defeated Bray Wyatt. Correspondent note that Wyatt received a good reaction. The match saw Wyatt dominate Cena, but Cena made a comeback and won with attitude adjustment for the finish. Wyatt apparently got sick in the ring and threw up a significant amount. Wait, what? Significant amount. Yeah, threw up, just put it like that. Another fan who was not our correspondent tweeted the following. Bray Wyatt is now okay. He is really sick. He all over the ring during the dark match. Must be something bad that he ate, so. Well, I guess for the people that wanted to know what was going on after all, so. Now you know. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about Raw. In a minute, I'm about to talk about what I'm going to rate it and yada, 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 all that good stuff. This actually was a, I wouldn't say it was one of the best Raws, but it was a decent enough Raw before the pay-per-view. Well, not bad of a start. They didn't mention like a few matches. You saw the primetime players, well, you might as well say they teamed back up in a way. So, from what looks like, although I know they ain't signed it yet, but from what looks like what's going to happen is primetime players probably going to end up going up against the Ascension. I guess it's just their way to try to, you know, dominate the tag team division, but we will see on that part. I liked a little bit of going back with the Big Show, not Big Show, but Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns. During Roman Reigns' match with Kane, Daniel Bryan was in commentary, but after that, I guess he was pleading with the fans, just saying yes, 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 all around the building after Roman Reigns' match with Kane. And it seems like later on, of course, you just saw the main event probably like about 20, 25 minutes ago, with Roman Reigns in a way kind of doing the same thing, but like only signing autographs, handing out T-shirts, which kind of funny. And I guess it was something kind of different, because I know somebody did that a long time ago. It probably was Dean Ambrose, if come to think of it, but I forgot who he did it against. It probably was against Seth Rollins, so that could be what it was, but it was something different. They were in Orlando tonight. They did start it with Cena cutting a promo, Rusev come out, they was brawling, and I guess a lot of intensity out of Cena, that a lot of aggression that you haven't seen from him for a while now, just end up being the crap out of Rusev, so. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait until, like, all this, you know, the matches are, because you know some of the matches are official, but some of them are not, because you know WWE like to make some spin on the last minute on when it comes to certain matches for the pay-per-view. Like, they have some of the matches set, then the rest of them, they'll just come out of nowhere the last minute and just add them on there. So what I'm going to do this Saturday, I might do a YouTube video for all you YouTube followers out there, and give out my predictions and go from there. And also, after the pay-per-view, we're going to talk about their results and my opinion about the pay-per-view, which will be said the same thing about next week's Aftermath episode as well, that you get to see me do the same thing. To talk about the pay-per-view, and maybe there's some things I probably missed on what I wanted to talk about, or something that probably caught me right there in the last second. So, just watch out for that. I know I'm going to talk about more about the, excuse me. There's something I was going to add with the, I know with the Divas thing, but there's something else I got to say. I was looking at some of the ratings from last week's show. Well, not ratings, but like viewers. This was one of the biggest viewers for last week's clapback that we had. Since the last show that we had with Mike the Match Hart, and also with the viewers we had from WFSO Midwest on Tiffany. So those two were the highest, like, rating shows or clapbacks. Well, higher viewers, I should say. And last week's one is right there with it. It was, like, in third, I would say. So it was one of the top. So they're happy to say something like that. So thank you all for listening to WFSO Clapback. Thank you for listening to it every week. And like I said, we're going to try to get more guests on the show. And hopefully, like I said, keep y'all expanded, entertained, and all that good stuff. And hopefully y'all do get to enjoy the interviews and all that good stuff. But I did have a special one this Friday, and I know all the ratings on that one is not up. All the viewers are not up on that one just yet, so hopefully you guys get to watch out for that one too. So the viewers of that one is not in yet, so ain't nothing I can say until later on in the week. But let's get back to Raw. They did add a little, you know, with the Divas, whatever, the Bella Twins was in Paige's locker room, took her clothes, out there with a towel trying to look for her clothes, whatever, and saw the Rosebuds and actually, I guess, talked to one of them and got her clothes and whatnot, and she had a match with Summer Rae, and so that was a little bit quick, and of course they cut a promo, both her and the Bella Twins. I guess everybody did really like what she had on, so I guess that was just them trying to make Paige be a little bit, how would I say, diversal. I think if I say the word right, but anyways, you get what I mean. Let's see, how do I rate tonight's Raw? I would actually rate tonight's Raw maybe a 8 out of 10. I'll say 8 out of 10. So, and plus to make the haters happy, like, you only saw John Cena at the top of the hour. You didn't get to see him except for he was in the crowd for the dark match. And of course, you know, they had her still freaking 15 minutes promo, which, you know, kind of killed it. And also, it was good to see, you know, Ric Flair there with the Triple H segment that they had. So, it's good to see Flair. Like I said, I rated that 8 out of 10. And let's see, let's talk about a little bit of, let's see, I didn't see Lucha Underground, because I know Alberto Del Rio, a.k.a. Alberto El Patron, made his debut on there this past Wednesday. I didn't get the chance to see it yet, so hopefully sooner or later I will get that chance to see it. And, yeah, I did not see Impact Wrestling as well, and apparently there's a lot of rumors that are going out when it comes to tapings. I'm not going to spoil it on here on what happened or anything like that. I'm not going to do that because I don't think that's fair for the people that want to be surprised and stuff like myself. So I'm not going to say what happened on Impact or not going to spoil it for anybody. But hey, if you want to look for it and see what happened, go watch the dirt sheets. I think it's just, I don't know, just my opinion. I just think I shouldn't want to spoil anything good or, you know, anything like that. Just put it that way. There were shows that did happen around the area this weekend. Kenosha, it was SSW. They had a Beat the Clock challenge. The winner gets to face their champion. That happened. BCW, you got new tag team champions of Insane Evil, win against Psychotic Rage. Let's see, and if there was a few shows I missed, that's what's got to happen. Like, if you guys know, like, any wrestling that's going on, not just in the Wisconsin area that I missed, or shows that's going on all around the world, please email them to me or let me know, tag me on them or whatever you can do. So I can also, what I can do, I can, as if y'all listen to the, or watching on Blog Talk Radio right now, you see like videos of upcoming shows that's coming on, or you also see a few pictures I just put on there just for the hell of it, just to get some laughs and all that stuff. So if you got like photos or anything that shows like upcoming wrestling shows or anything like that, please send them to me on, just look for me on Facebook, or you can tag me on some of them on Twitter. Look for ArchRailJ2000. Just let me know, and I can at least try to spread the word and put them on here and stuff like that. Because I know there's more shows that's going on, so as y'all see them on the screen, y'all looking at it live on Blog Talk Radio, or if you're looking at them on Blog Talk Radio, if it's not like live, or you're just watching it afterwards or anything like that, but I think you get what I'm saying on that. Just let me know. Because you know the indies wrestling are as important as it is national. If anybody didn't see on the WFSO group, that of course this Saturday you're going to have Seth Rollins being at the Milwaukee World of Wheels from 12 to 2. So you just got to get tickets to see that. Buy your ticket, you get a free photo and a free autograph. Or if you don't have anything to autograph, they'll probably sell you a picture or whatnot to do it. But they will have the big show, which will be at the Chicago World of Wheels, March 13th. So, and the thing is, what's going on around here in Milwaukee will be Ring of Honor will be going on that same day too. But not only that, but then again on March 14th, you have a WWE live show. So this week, the weekend here in Milwaukee is going to be kind of bananas. And of course, well, from what I just found out, what's going to happen on March 15th on Sunday in Kenosha, another SSW show that's going on at the Bronze Shop in Kenosha. So there's a chance they'll check that out as well. Let's see. Let's see if there's any like news. So just give me a minute here. Oh my God, just some of these pictures and memes and stuff like that. Let's see. I really don't, you know, like I said, I stopped looking at most dirt sheets just because half of the dirt sheets don't always be true, but sometimes it just get to look at them just to either laugh or just be like, are you kidding me? Or just one of them things you just shake your head and just be like, what were they thinking? Like, seriously. Stop. Saying that, just talking to my dogs right here. NXT did have their takeover show this past Wednesday. And like I said, the last two main events with the finals of the number one contendership for getting a title shot at the NXT title. That was a good match. Finn Balor did win, beat Adrian Neville. That was a very good match. The main event, like I said, I never catch none of their fights in the indies or anything like that between, I know he was Eric Generico, but now he's Sami Zayn and Kevin Steen, which is now in WWE as Kevin Owens. So I haven't looked at much of their matches in the past, but just from what I've seen right now, like, I really, really liked that main event, and it was just kind of brutal. It ended with the ref just waved the match off and cleared Kevin Owens, the winner, was a multi power bombs that he gave to Sami Zayn. Like, Sami Zayn didn't tap out, or he didn't quit or get pinned or anything like that. It just, the referee just thought it was enough, and that was that. So the Fatal 4-Way of the NXT Women's title was pretty good as well. So I like that, and congratulations to Sasha Banks for winning it. That was a good match as well. Tag title match happened. There's a few matches that happened. It was very good. 9 out of 10 I rate for NXT TakeOver. I think the only thing was missing, I think they could have added one more match. That was just my opinion on that. Overall, very good. This was out earlier today with Ric Flair. I guess he's going to do his own podcast. I guess CBS Sports has signed a deal with him to do it. And it ain't just going to be with wrestlers. It's just going to be with everybody in the sports area. So this will be interesting. Well, the number one tweet was, I'm not surprised, was Naked Paige 20 on Twitter. And I guess she's also going to be on Y2J's podcast coming up pretty soon. Might as well see when is that, so if we got a little time. I know we got like less than 4 minutes left, so just bear with me, people. So let me just go with this and see what's going on. Oh, it will be sometime this week, and I guess it will be her second appearance on the podcast. I can't tell you where to look for it because I don't even know where it is. So if you know it already, go watch it. If not, then whatever. So, I guess that's my lovely fiance is playing music in the background. I guess she's in the 70s mood. But I think there's something I want to add. I'm going to read something that she put. It is about a certain wrestling fan, and the person that the man that created WWS Experience is a group that's out on, you can look for them on Facebook. Join the conversations and talk about wrestling and nothing but wrestling, so check them out. I'm going to read something what she's had put up. This is like probably during this broadcast. So, matter of fact, it was a little before the broadcast, so apologize about that. I want to introduce you to one of the men that our dead son was named after. His name is Aaron. We met him through wrestling, and what can I say about him? Except that he had a huge heart, a belly laugh that would make you laugh, and so much compassion for the love of his friends. Sadly, he was taken too young after suffering horrendous asthma attacks. He is so missed by his friends, and yet his memory lives on. Matthew isn't the only baby who carries Aaron's name. And these things is, oh, okay, I got 90 seconds on here. But one of the things that y'all probably don't even know, we did have a show called Wrestling Fans Speak Out Show. It was just a show of his own. You can find some of our past videos. Look for Milwaukee Wrestling Mafia on MySpace. He was on a couple of episodes or a couple of videos that we did. That he was on. I was watching some of that, and I was just like, oh my God, it's been that long. So if you get a chance, look for Milwaukee Wrestling Mafia on MySpace. Go to our videos, check them out. Some of them are pretty funny as hell, and has lots of interviews and lots of in-ring stuff going on. Also, check our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com, with wrestling news. We're trying to put like videos up of probably just, like interviews we did from YouTube and stuff like that. Don't forget to check out our YouTube page as well. That's the one you're watching right now. So look for like past videos and stuff like that as well. Also, follow us on Twitter as well. So, follow us on Twitter. But that's all the time we have. Tomorrow I'm going to interview WFSO Canada's own JP Zamek. So watch out for that interview. And I'm going to hopefully, if I can do it live, now I'm probably going to end up, like, I'm going to do it live on Blog Talk Radio, but I'm probably just going to end up having to record it somehow for you guys to hear and listen. So I will try to work that out somehow. So just watch out for that. But until then, everybody, this is yours truly, Archer Jones, signing off, and watch out for the show tomorrow, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Central, for Clapback. And don't forget, right after the pay-per-view, I'm going to have my opinions, results on WWE Fastlane. And next Monday, kind of like the same thing as right now, with WFSO Aftermath. And, also, next Tuesday, we're going to have WCC's Reese Brogus. He's going to be on the show, on Clapback Show as well, so watch out for that. But until then, everybody, have a good week and have a good night, and keep up with the wrestling.